due to technical difficulties. The first few minutes of the Development Review Board meeting from November 16, 2017 are not available. We apologize for the inconvenience. We now join the Development Review Board meeting, already in progress.
For another application amendment. All right, so that's all I got to say about that. The next thing on the agenda tonight is a pre-filing conference for the proposed development at Lake and Lathrop. So everyone who's going to address the board tonight needs to sign up at the sign-up sheet. And whether you're on behalf of the applicant or you are going to speak, but would you please sign up? So while you're signing up, we'll remind everybody that this is a pre-filing conference. There's no application on file. There's nothing that we can vote on. There's nothing that we can recommend to the village board. The purpose of this meeting is to give a proposed applicant or proposed developer an opportunity to talk to us and give us some idea of what the proposal is that they're considering. And at the same time, to get some initial reaction from the board so that you know what particular aspects of the application we want to make sure are addressed so that there is no delay in the hearing. And then anyone here in the public who wants to address us, you know, can raise the same kind of questions about, you know, how they think that this development might impact them. But again, there is no application on file, so we don't have specifics to deal with. We don't know for sure what the application is going to contain, and it's certainly within the applicant's prerogative to make any change they want from what's presented to us tonight until what's actually contained in the application. And in the same token, anything that we as board members say tonight isn't binding on us at such time as an application is actually filed. So this is a very preliminary meeting, you know, to educate us about what you want, the village to do for you, and to hear concerns that we might have. So with that introduction, anybody who signed up to speak, will you please stand so you can get sworn in? Okay. If you're going to speak, you need to stand so you can get sworn in.
I think somebody's signing in a second. One second. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matters before this Development Review Board?
Yes.
Thanks.
One final thing is that anything that's said tonight, you know, it doesn't become part of the record for our consideration of the application, because there is no application on file. And everybody will have to start all over again, whether you're the applicant or somebody from the audience. All right, so if you would introduce yourself and go ahead, that would be great.
Okay, my name is Eric Christman. I'm with Sedgwick Properties. We are the owners and the developers of Lake Street and Lathrop. And thank you for letting us present the proposed development at the address of 7601 Lake Street and 70s all the way to 7621 Lake Street and 423 Ashland. The site is about 36,700 square feet. It's currently occupied by two older commercial buildings and one vacant building. The current zoning is C3. The proposed development is 36,700 square feet in site area. And it's going to be a five-story mixed-use building with 16,000 square feet of commercial on the first floor and 22 to 32 residential units with four private elevators. We have the ground floor being retail and parking, the second floor being eight residential, the third floor being eight residential, the fourth floor being eight residential, and the fifth floor being eight residential. Our exterior is going to be very traditional and cast-in-place type stone. The units are going to be between 1,500 square feet to 3,000 square feet. They're going to be oversized and wide, and the price range is probably about $600,000 to $1.5 million. We're proposing about 10-foot clear ceilings and with private elevators and very traditional type of interiors, as well as brand name appliances, and with front and rear outdoor spaces so that people get to enjoy the outdoors from their Lake Street as well as off the back of their units. Sedgwick Properties has been around for about 20 years. We have done a lot of retail and commercial development. We have a 20-year track record in Chicago, Colorado, and a couple other locations. We have a project that's ongoing in Erie and LaSalle in Chicago, about 31 units. We have another project, 3101 West North Avenue, about 69 units. We have another project, 1325 North Wells, 60 units, and another project at North Avenue, about 30 units, and a few other projects at about 30 units. The principal owner of Sedgwick Properties is Marty Paris. He has strong ties to River Forest community and been the resident here for about 45 years. And I think his family's been in the area probably longer. The funding of the project is going to be a very typical type funding. It'll be 75 to 25% debt, debt and equity type structure. And I think that's about all I have. If there's any other.
Okay.
Oh, parking is about 92 spaces on two levels.
Do you know the zoning height maximum? What is it right now for this property?
Zoning.
The height?
The zoning height is about 55 feet. So we'd be looking for a variance of 65 feet. Mm-hmm. And that's basically primarily due because it's an upper scale residential units. I need the 10 feet to sell these units. And so your four floors of residential, that equals about 48 feet. And then for the retail, I need about 20 feet for national retail tenants and parking as well.
I noted on the elevation, though, that the 65-foot line is actually not the top of the building. There's parapet and there's a corn tower significantly above that as well. So your variance is going to be requesting more like 75 feet.
On the corner.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about this little part right here. And that, I mean, we really feel very strongly that that's a pretty unique architectural feel for the building, and it'll give itself some progress.
Sure. I'm just advising you that when you ask for a variance, don't ask for a 65-foot variance.
Okay.
Because that's not what that is.
Hey, are there any other site development allowances that you are considering asking for with the project?
We're reviewing it with our consultants right now, and at this time, no.
Okay, so you understand that when you file your application, one of the things you're supposed to include is a list of all the site development allowances that you're requesting so that we don't have to search through the application and figure them out.
Yes.
Okay. And that's site development allowances. This part of the ordinance word for variation. It's the same thing.
Okay, variations of building height and things like that. Okay.
Parking, FAR, height that we've talked about, the size of the parking stalls, everything like that is set out in the ordinance. And if you want to vary from the ordinance at all, you have to enumerate those things so that we understand what you're asking for. This is not a guessing game on our part.
Okay.
A few things that I just want to mention that I think would be helpful when you return. One is the materials. At some point, we will need to see the materials, the size of it, the color of it. So have that part of your presentation. what would also be helpful is a street elevation showing the scale of this building to the other buildings on Lake looking south, you know, so it's neighbors. Is that, you know?
I'm just picturing south. Okay.
Just so we have an idea of really what the scale of
this specifically is. This adjacent unit, what's over here, so that we can see how it relates to those.
Okay.
Right. It's just, you know.
Yeah. You're asking for a rendering or something.
Yeah, rendering in context rather than, this is standalone, so it doesn't really provide any sense of context.
Right.
It's
you know. I think if you've got any questions, you know, either.
Just to clarify, I mean, it's more elevation instead of like an aerial or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'd right? like to see how that facade relates to the adjacent buildings that are in situ so that we can see what that is.
It's a big part of what we do is try to understand how this fits in with the other buildings that we have in our community. So that just helps us.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something that we're going to be very conscious of,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that we want to,
sure.
Integrate ourselves into that community. We're very cognizant of that.
You may actually want to read the ordinance or the application, because a lot of these things that are being suggested are set out in the ordinance, or Mr. Raddatz or Ms. Shiner can give you guidance as to, you know, what the application has to contain, because until we determine that the application is complete, you're not going to get scheduled for anything.
Yeah, it's just to save you coming twice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that I've experienced in past projects that we, you know, just you having this information up front, I think, would expedite things for you. So it's to help you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they'll help you know what that stuff should be. It looks interesting. It's good.
You said initially there's going to be between 22, I think, and 32 units. Is that dependent on whether any of them are combined, or what are you talking about?
More on market, market demand, and the velocity of basically the sales that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to, you're going to come to us with a shell floor and say this may be 10 units or maybe 6 units?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to come to you with a better idea than that.
Okay.
8 units per floor and 4 floors of
okay.
residential, 32 units.
And you currently own the whole site?
Yes.
And is there any environmental remediation work that has to be completed on this site?
And so laundries.
Yeah, the dry cleaners.
Say it again.
Dry cleaners, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We're currently reviewing all that in with our consultants, basically, on that.
Okay.
And the answer, I mean, as you know, is yes. There's some environmental remediation that needs to be done, and we are going to do everything to clean that up and correct that and make sure it's with IEPA standards.
The parking, I scratched my head the first time I saw it and thought, okay, how's this ramp going to work and where's the turnaround to the second floor? So I thought that was clever that you actually are coming in from two opposite directions and the
right.
two levels are independent of each other.
Correct.
So I went, okay, that's a solution that avoids having all that turning radius required.
Right.
So that's kind of clever.
And basically we did that because the one entrance will be more for the ground floor.
Mm-hmm. For
and then you try
retail.
To have... Right, for the retail area, and then you try to have more secure and also heated parking for the second level and for the residents.
There's going to be some issue because Ashland's fairly narrow with parking on both sides of it, and you have a morning crush because all of the St. Luke's parents are coming up this way to try to... This gets really backed up. We're going to probably have some traffic discussions. I'm just predicting, just because of the way that area works.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably need to figure out what the impact of this additional volume of coming and going in the mornings and in the afternoons is going to do to the already overcrowded area around here. But
yep, and we plan
so
on
any anticipation of that would be helpful so that it doesn't have to be dealt with after the traffic study is done. If you can already think about it, that'll help.
Absolutely, and we're we have a consultant on it.
I found this is very different. The private elevator.
Private elevator.
And then two stair corridors. Now, this is just a typical floor, so I'm not sure how this integrates up and down. I just can't figure out where these stairs come out here. I can see the elevator coming out here, but I can't figure out where do the stairs disgorge at the lower level.
Yeah, I mean,
is this still conceptual?
Yes.
Okay, because I'd go to the bottom of these stairs and go, I can't get out now. So there's no obvious place to leave. So I was just scratching my head about
why would anybody want to leave?
That one, that's right. I thought
Maybe
it's only up to the roof and then they have to go down somewhere else. But yeah, anyway, so there's a little bit of, I thought, okay, maybe this is just conceptual, but there's some working out of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, there has to be some working out.
Yeah.
And yes.
Right.
And if you can also, at the end of this, if you can convey to us the quality of the building that you're building. In other words, the materials that you're using on the inside as well as the outside. Just give us an idea of, you know, what windows are you specifying, what kind of finishes will the interior be. And I don't expect you to tell me now. I'm just saying, just be prepared to answer that.
Yeah,
that kind
I mean, that's
of stuff.
Hard because we're still conceptual. On
absolutely.
A lot of
sure.
The
no, I agree.
No, as
I agree.
Said, not right now.
I mean,
we're just giving you a heads up of what's
yeah,
to come.
Yeah, and so just on that, you know, and I'll speak. You know, we are looking at basically trying to be very precast limestone on the exterior of it to really kind of incorporate ourselves more with the church and different buildings within the area in the neighborhood, as well as you know, a lot of the finishes are going to be high end because we are not selling to you know, first time home buyers or something like that. We're going to be way up in the market, so our finishes are going to be top of the line.
Are these going to be condominium units or apartment?
Condominium units. And I mean, so before I kind of touched on it, our price point was about $600,000 to $500,000, and we're kind of, you know, interspaced throughout that.
Sure. Okay.
The access, one of the things that often gets overlooked, and we've had this happen at a couple of other things, but access for move in, move out. I see the loading here, but if you have loading here, there's no place here for trash. For that kind of stuff,
well,
it's really not looking all that. So that's another thing that's going to need to be addressed because that's another traffic issue. For that to be able to access it conveniently at all times.
Absolutely,
right?
And we can. I mean, that's again, it's conceptual. So we were also thinking maybe that, you know, trash basically comes in these two kind of empty parking spaces right here, or maybe three.
And then how does it get to the truck?
Right.
So anyway, it's...
That's...
But now that you've said this is conceptual, just be aware that we'll be looking for it, because that's often an oversight, or that it's impractical, or that in the wintertime it doesn't work. Like, it works fine when it's dry, but then as soon as it's wintertime, you go, how's this really going to work? It's not. You have to put snow someplace, and where is this going to go? So there's some practical things like that that we're going to be drilling down to as well.
Parking is going to be covered.
Yeah.
Second level is going to be covered. Open.
This is open, looks like. No.
Yeah,
no,
that's probably open. The first floor is going to be open as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, so to the extent that you're looking for site development allowances, you know, you're going to have to really to give us something to justify grant or recommending those, not just because you want them. You know, how the height, for example, fits into your concept of what you're building, or, you know, if you want more floor area ratio than what's provided for under the code, you know, you have to be able to answer some questions about anything like that.
Okay. And that's in our filing? Or, yeah.
Yeah, so
well,
the justification for it ought to accompany the request for the variance.
And you're going to get asked questions, too, by the seven of us who are here. You're going to, just because that's the way you want it, doesn't mean that you won't be questioned about it. And, you know, we're concerned with a lot of things. We're concerned with access. We're concerned with pedestrian safety. We're concerned, as Mr. Rule has mentioned, you know, what impact is this going to have on vehicular traffic? And so you're going to have to be prepared to, be prepared to answer all questions on all subjects like that. And also, you know, I particularly want to know what you're going to do to replace Annie's.
Of course.
And my son specifically wants to know, too. Because he got upset when it went away and he couldn't get ice cream there anymore.
That's right.
And he doesn't really want to eat at that restaurant. So anything you can do to replace Annie's will count in your favor. That's off the record.
I'm going to defer to Marty on that one, who is very familiar with the block and that area. And I am sure that he has an idea to replace it. Yes, he has young kids that need to know.
One of the retail units must be an ice cream vendor. That's what
but
that's
it was
what we're looking
the
for.
It was the $1.99 hot dog fries and Coke that everybody went for.
And sight.
tell us, how far down on from Lathrop on Lake Street does this project go?
This is about it's about 40 feet down.
On the Lake Street frontage, what's going to be left on Lake Street that's there now?
That corner.
My gym is what's there.
The corner building with the copper, River Force Park. Mansard roof.
Where River Force Park it was.
Yes.
So from there to the
Corner,
Cusack's old real estate office.
Yeah, so that.
Cusack's.
They just spent a lot of money fixing that building up, so.
So there's enough of us here that we have all these inside jokes that you may not understand. All right, anything else that you want to, you have any questions about us, about our procedure, or, you know, how we're going to, what we're going to expect from you when the application is filed?
No, I don't think I have anything for you guys. I will, I'll be working on the application.
But just so you know that part of what we're going to get is our fire department, the police department, the public works are all going to examine this application also, and you know, they may have comments about the impact of the application or additional safety features that they want built into it, and you know we listen to those professionals very carefully.
But getting their input early is a good thing.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Anything else you want to tell us? All right. So why don't we go down the list of everybody else who's here and hear their comments, and then we'll give you an opportunity to summarize or respond.
Ed McDevitt?
Yes.
Hello, everyone. I'm representing both myself and, at the request of our board president, Pete Tranto, whom Mr. Martin knows, at the Chartered and Condominium Association at 411 Ashland. Our building is an immediate neighbor of the planned development to the south, and our parking lot adjoins their property. I'm here to present the association's thoughts and concerns about that development, that redevelopment, which has been going on for years now, and some personal concerns. First, we really hope that we're seeing a solution to the Lake and Lathrop toxic waste issue that has been a problem for many years. We certainly hope that's remediated completely. Our other concerns are going to be kind of a repetition of what some of you have already said. We're worried about increased traffic both during construction and after the building opens. We expect the village to put considerable thought into how traffic is likely to increase on Ashland and on Lake and on Lathrop, and how traffic flow and safety will be carefully attended to. I'm pleased to hear people talk about the pedestrian issues, particularly on Ashland, as people go to those schools and so on. We're concerned about a long period of construction and dust for our building, and we foresee significant parking issues in an already very congested area. And it won't be just the parking spaces that are provided in the building, but there'll be people parking on the streets, probably on Lake and certainly on Lathrop. And that'd be a problem on Lathrop because it's already a problem on Lathrop. On a personal note, I'm a docent at the Architecture Foundation and lead several tours, and I'm the tour director of nine tours now. We hope that the design of the building does not produce a sort of, and it sounds good from what I've heard, I haven't seen it, but I was looking at the back of the boards, does not produce a bland beige or gray tower with nondescript retail spaces, and that the design brings credit and delight to the village. We hope the design is a strong contemporary statement that at the same time pays respect to the historic nature of architecture in the village and the classic buildings to the west. The developers are not seeing, and we really hope the developers, what I heard tonight says you're not, but they're not seeking the cheapest way to get something up, anything up that might limit architectural innovation or create massing of a building that emulates some of the mediocrity of design we've seen in the area to the east of us lately. Thank you.
Tim Hague?
I don't have any other comments to add right now.
Kerry Robertson?
It's Corey Robertson.
But I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. That's all right. We can wait for another time.
Teresita Pineda?
Yes, that's me. Hello. I actually work with Eric Christman at Cedric Properties. I'm actually one of the designers on this project. The reason why you had a lot of questions about the egress stairs and the parking is because you're only seeing the ground floor, and that's why you only see half of the ramp, which gets cut off at 48 inches or so. So those stairs do make it down to an upper level parking. And then there is, again, there's a corridor that takes you out to an egress stair that exits on the two ends, two sides of the building.
I guess.
But you didn't see that. Yeah.
I guess.
So
I'm just
want to make sure we're not that, we have gotten that far. I mean, to the point where we've also been looking at the IBC and the website of the Village of River Forest, and where you guys are looking at the IBC 2003, getting familiar with that, because until now, the 3 years that I've been there, all our projects, at least that I've been involved in, now being three, one condo building and two apartment buildings, have all been CBC. So it is different than IBC, but we are familiar with codes that are very strict and specific to the area. So we are getting familiar with Village of River Forest, and we do appreciate any other feedback that you guys had today, especially because me going back as a designer, I can bring that back to my design team and let them know what you guys are thinking. Traffic was another thing that we definitely would have questions about because we don't live here. So definitely anything you guys could let us know, of course. That is also why we're trying to provide enough parking, or at least what's required for both the retail and the residents, so that they wouldn't exactly need street parking, and they would also even have additional parking for visitors that would be coming to visit the residents. The materials and all that, that's definitely something that we will be looking at. I know that at least for the current condo project that he spoke of at Erie and LaSalle, that was something that we immediately started looking at, actually sooner than I've experienced on apartment building projects. So I know right now we might not have that, but I'm sure that's already coming down the line.
And we'd like to see samples of the building material, sample boards of the stone or the roofing materials or whatever.
And actually, as you guys were asking about elevations, this is like us trying to put something together so that we could at least get the conversation going. And I feel like even if we had brought in all that other information, we may not have been able to have everything, just because there might have been something that you might have still been expecting that we didn't know. But we are currently working on our, continuing to develop our elevations and getting it out so that we could get renderings and everything. So we would definitely have more of that information that you guys are asking for, such as samples and all that, I'm sure, well, by the next time.
Again, that's the purpose of this tonight, is just to have an informal discussion about what we expect. And if you had any questions about the procedure or anything, this is the time to...
And we're, I'm sure Eric probably already knows, but for myself, like, where would we find that? Or is that also on your website, the ordinance, the application that you guys kept mentioning? Of what you guys require?
Yeah, Eric and I have discussed.
Okay, I figured so. I wasn't gonna. Okay.
So is all the design work done in house, or do you have a third party architect?
No, only third party that we do involve is more of like interior designing. Like sometimes we get some feedback, like they help us out with interior designing or a render. But other than that, all the construction drawings, those are all done in house. Yes.
So we are a design build company.
Okay.
So we're a developer, designer, and construction.
So you have a licensed architect on staff?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yep. That's all I had.
Okay. I guess the only other, to reiterate what Mike said, you know, if there's going to be construction on Lake Street or on the Lake Street frontage, that's going to create a lot of problems. And
Go there at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, really.
And stand at that corner.
Or 3 p.m.
Or 3 p.m. And just see what it's like. Because anything that contributes to that mess, that makes it worse, is going to not sit very well with some of the local residents. So figuring out how to mitigate that as much as possible. And then in once it's actually occupied, how to make sure that but it doesn't add to that chaos is an important consideration that we're going to be looking at.
Anybody else on the list?
No, that's it.
Is there anybody else in the audience that wants to address us on this project?
If you don't mind. Mr. Chairman, I was on the list.
Right.
My name is Corey Robertson.
Right.
Just the briefest way. My name is Corey Robertson. I'm a resident of Oak Park, River Forest, back to Oak Park recently, so I do know this site. I work for Jamison Sotheby's International Realty. I'm the Director of Developer Services there. So Sedgwick Properties has brought us on board to help them do deal analysis on this property in order to determine market viability, help them find highest and best use from a residential standpoint. I'm certainly not the commercial expert. That's Tim over here, but I work on the residential side. I did have a couple of questions. One having to do with, there seems to be a lot of questions regarding traffic here, and so if we were going to be hiring a traffic / parking consultant to come through here, is there somebody that we have it already in place? Okay. And then the other question that I had, I just want to let everybody know, and we are working right now on a very successful project that is finishing up right now in Oak Park, District House. Was a very successful project with a much more contemporary flair to it, but working inside these price points and in these size ranges. We thought it was, this is a really good yin to the yang of that one, with something much more traditional, and yet still, we've seen a significant market demand in this neighborhood for 3 and 4 bedroom condominiums that are targeting, however, not first-time buyers, more downsizers. And that's been very successful over the last year over there.
That's the other hot dog place, right?
It's the other hot dog place. Yeah. You
get rid of all the hot dogs.
The crud you're taking for Annie's is nothing like we took for the Tasty Dog, let me tell you. We have all kinds of people that want a hot dog. We took the hot dogs away.
That's how we identify things.
Yeah, I get it. I follow that.
So you're going to be... You're going to be taking it down in Forest Park next, to Parkies there? Is that your next target? We should warn them.
Actually, I live pretty close to Parkies, okay. So that one might make it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Eric, is there anything else that you want to say to us?
No, I think we've addressed it. You know, the major concerns are parking and
traffic.
Traffic. So we will get on that and get on basically our consultants with that.
Well, I think, you know, those are maybe the major concerns, but I think you also have to, you know, we have Mr. Crosby here who's going to talk about the design of the building and the materials, and if you're going to ask for a 20-foot variation in height, I mean, that's something that's going to be difficult to discuss with us, too, I think.
Yeah, because the phrase we have to have in order to have a 10-foot ceiling, right? That's we had that argument with some folks up close to Concordia, and they took a floor off. So it's got to, there's got to be a good justification, and it also can't just be because I want to make as much money as I could on that project, right?
Like as I said earlier, what we're looking for is the scale of this building. So anything you can do, you know, so if you're asking for 65 feet, what can you do to make this building scale down? In other words, the use of materials, like smaller materials, an actual standard brick size as opposed to big slabs of concrete or stone. What can you do to stepping it back from the streetscape to relate more to the buildings next to it, the two-story buildings? So those are little things that you should think about as you design this and for the next time. Okay.
Thank you very much for your comments.
All right, anybody on the board have anything else they want to add? Do you have any, we have an agenda item here about requests for waivers from the application process. Do you have any requests?
We didn't receive any requests.
Okay. We've had the public comment, so if there's no additional questions, then we'll thank you for coming. We look forward to receiving a completed application, and we'll see you again sometime in the spring, probably.
Thank you very much.
All right, we have a motion. Any other questions from the board? Got a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Due to technical difficulties, the first few minutes of the November 16th Development Review Board meeting are unavailable. We now join the DRB meeting, already in progress.